there we go. So let's go ahead and get into this one right here. So in Virginia, there's a little bit of news coming on out of here. This article is up from the Washington Post. All right. And by the person that did the article up was Justin Moyer. All right. Justin W.M. Moyer for the Washington Post. All right. Let's take a look at this gosh darn thing here. Virginia's governor announced plans this week to stop suspending driver's licenses for unpaid court fines and fees, a change that could affect more than 600,000 people. Sounds good. Right? It's one of them deals, man. You see that and it's like, hey, man, that seems like a fair deal, you know? Like, I mean, you could look back at another article on the Washington Post by Justin Moyer from May 19th, and it was more than 7 million people have lost driver's licenses because of traffic debt. Mm-hmm. 7 million people in one area is probably not the best deal, all right? So, let's take a look here. So the and this practice of making these people lose these advocates against this practice say it unfairly punishes the poor, which is almost everybody. All right. Now the in Virginia they have a Department of Motor Vehiculars and they brought out their spokeswoman. All right. Who came up there and said, listen, here, 626,537 drivers done had their licenses suspended as of December 1st for failure to pay such costs. Now, the State Department of Planning and Budget said about 276,000 licenses were suspended in 2017 alone. All right. Now you run that on back to Tuesday last week. I'm going to tell you something. That fella named Ralph Northam, he's the Virginia governor, a Democrat. Now he made himself an announcement. He said, I got plans. Listen here. And he got plans, and he announced them to the members of the General Assembly. And these plans were to end the practice by changing the policy at the Department of Motorized Vehiculars. Now, that general-fied assembly, they would have to approve that their change based on how much their donors contributed to their campaign. Quote, no longer will Virginia suspend driver's licenses for unpaid court costs and fines. Often, people don't pay court costs because they can't afford it. Suspending their license for unpaid fees makes it much harder on them. End quote. Now, Mr. Northam or Northam, it's an awkward name. He should get rid of that. The proposal comes as lawmakers around the country, they have sought to end the practice. Which was widely criticized after the Justice Department found law enforcement acting as collections agents in Ferguson, Missouri in 2015. It just cost Mike Brown's life to get the info out there and get folks interested in it. All right. Now let's run it on back to August. Back in August, the Virginia State Senator William M. Stanley Jr., a Republican, proposed a bill that would end license suspensions for drivers who failed to pay fines and costs. Now, dance it on back to this week, and that feller Stanley, well, he praised them Northam's plans. Stanley was like, hell, man, I got a bill for that. Shit, come on. Now, Stanley had a quote. He said, I'm I'm glad that he's thinking like me. End quote. And now Northam has a spokeswoman named Alina Yarmoski. I think Yarmoski, is that Polish? That's Polish, right? She's a hockey player. Come on. And the spokeswoman said license suspensions make it more difficult for residents to be productive citizens. Quote, she said, you can't earn money to pay fines and fees if you can't drive to work, especially if you live in an area with limited or no access to public transportation. End quote. That's how she talks. Now, let's run it on back to 2016. All right. Now, there's a center called the Legal Aid Justice Center. All right. Now, what they do down there is they represent low-income folks in Virginia. And they went up to the U.S. District Court in Western Virginia and they filed themselves a suit. And they said, listen here, more than 940,000 motherfuckers in the state, had their licenses suspended for non-payment of fees and or fines. Among the plaintiffs was a, where? Charlottesville man who said he lost his license in 2012 after he did not pay fines for 3 traffic infractions. He continued to drive while battling lymphoma, you know, cancer, and received more citations for driving with a suspended license followed by jail time. Fuck you doing with cancer, you non-fine paying motherfucker. Go to jail. Now, let's go on back to Tuesday last week. Right now, it's December 26, 2018. And you go back to Tuesday and you'll run into an individual that goes by the name of Angela Cialafi. And Angela Cialafi is the executive director of the Legal Aid Justice Center. All right. And Angela Cialafi, whew, that's a name for you. This individual released a statement that said, we're immensely grateful that Governor Northam has taken this important step to pave the way for such important common sense legislation. Bipartisan support for this hair bill spans the wide political spectrum, both inside and outside the General Assembly building, which is a good indicator that this issue's time has come. End quote. Perfect impression. Now the motherfucker with the Polish sounding name to me, Yarmoski, said that money from fees and fines helps to fund trauma centers in Virginia, and that about 9 million about 9 million in lost revenue would come from the state's general fund. All right. And I'm going to share the story with Phoenix Kaliter, see if we can get her sort of opinionation on it. Me, I don't think it's that great for the people. I think it's just another thing that's good for capitalism, right? Like, the thing, like, the ownership class needs their workers at work to do the work that needs to be worked. More so than these politicians give a blue fuck about the people being able to pay their fines. If they really cared about the people paying their fines, they wouldn't do this. They would just fucking, they wouldn't do anything. They would leave it as is. But the people that fund their campaigns would benefit from just having to just leave our workers alone. They need to get to work. Let the fines pile up. They'll go into debt. Fuck them. Because that's what's going to happen. And then collections agencies will pick them up and pass them around and keep people terrorized and stressed out for the rest of their lives. This is justice in a headline, but it won't be in the overall, you know, take it forward a decade from now. People's lives will not improve one iota because of this. All right? And that's just a fact-based opinion, my nigga. All right? I'm not going to call it a fact-based fact yet. All right? When I'm 45 and we look back at this story, then I'll say, I told you so. WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Have a good one, and please be as safe as possible wherever you are.